Van Halen, Triple M, Jane Dave for breakfast. It's 17 away from 8 o'clock, still to come this morning. An event happening at Harrop Park for Run For My Life. Jake Edwards is going to be on the air with us after 8 this morning with more on that. Looking mostly fine, clear today, tops of 30 degrees.
Okay, now when it comes to the tradies, this one happened the other day and I thought I'd bring it up. He's a Sparky. I'm not going to name his name. But he's gone into our bathroom, done the number two. Doesn't matter if it was number two or number one.
Good morning if you're having your breakfast.
I thought it was like a general rule of thumb that the tradesmen, they use the servos. They don't use your facilities at home.
I've got terms and conditions on this thing. It's depending on the length of time that they're at your house working. Like I said before, if it's like a 10-minute... If you're the lawnmower man and you need to do a number two, I'm going to say no.
You don't do it with him because he'll do it somewhere else.
On the lawn.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't remember having a dog that big. What do you do? Is it okay for tradies to use the toilet? 13, 27, 10.
Okay, Michelle, is it okay for the tradies to use the toilet or not?
No. I don't know. It depends how long they're there for.
Yeah, I'm the same. If they're only there to fix a light switch or something, probably not. Probably wait until you get to the servo.
Yeah, definitely.
But having said that...
They won't even really accept a drink from you. Like if, you know, I'm always polite and offer them a drink of water, but... Anyone that comes in to do anything in your house never accepts that.
Yeah.
So no, they totally shouldn't go to the loo.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
And it depends on what visit you want to do at the toilet. Like I That's the issue that I have. And each to their own though. Each to their own. Thank you, Michelle, for the call.
That's okay.
See ya. Bye. Okay. Looks like I've upset the tradies here. Brendan's a tradie mate. Is it okay to use the toilet at someone's place?
Normally ask and all that first, make sure it's all right if they're home and everything, because sometimes, you know, you got to go, you're rushing between jobs and that.
Mm.
Normally try not to.
So if they're not home, you wouldn't do it, or you would?
No, normally when I'm there, like, if I'm sort of, you go there first, you're sort of quoting a job or something like that, you'll sort of just say to them, say, oh, look, everything's aboard, they're letting you into your house, those are operating facilities, we have to.
Yeah.
Most people say it's all good, but yeah, you sort of, there is an etiquette to it, obviously.
Okay.
You don't leave cross-eyed laying there or anything.
Okay.
Oh, Brendan, my God, that's hilarious.
Yeah.
So if you have to, you have to, and most people are okay with that.
Yeah, most people are sort of fine with it,
Right.
Okay, right. Thanks, Brendan.
That's good to hear from a tradie with that. Justin's also called. Hey, Justin, how are you?
Good, mate, how are you?
Yeah, good. So you're a tradie?
Yeah, mate, I'm a Sparky.
What's the rule?
So if you're in the house for a couple of minutes, no, you don't use the toilet. But if you're in there for, say, an hour or so, you need to go to the toilet, like for a number one, yes, you would use it.
Yeah.
But, like, number two, if you've been there all day, yes. But most of the time, man, you jump in your car and you go down the road and use the toilet down the road.
See, that would be the thing to do. It's common courtesy, I would have thought. You know, jump in the car, got to go out and pick up something, and you off to the servo.
That's right. It depends on the house, too. If you go into a filthy house, you don't want to use their toilet.
The club membership at True.